many airlines try to tempt you to fly their way to New Orleans with free travel, but they make you chase the free travel carrot for miles and miles and miles. Northwest Orient is different. Now Northwest Orient is offering bonus free flight plan credit on all flights to New Orleans. Just 3 first-class round trips or 4 coach round trips to New Orleans earns you free round-trip travel anywhere we fly in the 48 states or Canada. Plus, Northwest Orient offers the comfort of first class for just $30 more than one-way coach. And Northwest Orient has 2 convenient direct flights departing at 7 a.m. and 1:25 p.m. every day. So before traveling to New Orleans, call your travel agent or Northwest Orient for more information on the Northwest Orient free flight plan, a very enticing carrot you don't have to chase for miles and miles and miles. Time for the news now at 7:35. Here's Dick Chapman.
There was already a tight experiment scheduled for the space shuttle, but the launch delays have made that schedule even tighter.
Time for the news now at 7:35. Here's Dick Chapman.
There was already a tight experiment scheduled for the space shuttle, but the launch delays have made that schedule even tighter. There's been another delay of some minutes yet this morning. A report from Jackie Judd.
NASA has such a tight schedule for its ambitious shuttle program that this 12th mission is really 2-in-1. Because of the delays in getting Discovery off the ground, the space agency decided to combine the shuttle's first 2 voyages. So 3 commercial communication satellites, the largest number ever taken up at once, will be deployed. The first one goes less than 8 hours after launch. Also part of the cargo, a small quantity of a hormone that will be purified and tested in the weightlessness of space. McDonnell Douglas, which is operating the experiment, is secretive about the product, but says one day it could be used to fight disease. The other big project is intended to experiment with solar-generated electricity. A wing-shaped structure, 10 stories high, will be extended outside of the orbiter 4 times. A lot is riding on this mission. With the delays in getting Discovery launched and earlier problems with deploying satellites, NASA still has to prove to customers that the shuttle is a reliable transportation system. Jackie Judd, CBS News, the Kennedy Space Center, Florida.
This is Dick Chapman. The news is brought to you by the First Banks, where you get high-interest certificates of deposit plus guaranteed savings. Democratic vice presidential nominee Geraldine Ferraro says she's tired of allegations being made about her family and finances. Yesterday in Nashville, she described an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer, which suggested her congressional campaign received an illegal corporate contribution, as offensive. It's 23 minutes before 8, our Twin City temperature, 53 degrees.
If you're in the market for a loan, you'll probably be considering a bank. So consider for a moment the First Banks. At the First Banks, we can lend you the money you need. But we'll lend you something perhaps even more valuable. We'll lend you an ear. We'll listen carefully to find out what it really is you need in a loan. Because there are almost as many ways to borrow money as there are things to borrow money for. We'll work with you and suggest alternatives for the best loans and the best terms available. By listening, we can hear your questions, too. So remember, when it comes to credit, your First Banks have more than money. Your First Banks have the answers. Members First Bank System, members FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lenders.
For answers to your credit questions, call the First Banks at 370-3900, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays. Northfield, call collect.
It's a war zone in Montana, and the enemy is fire. Air support and reinforcements from 7 states are joining the fight as windswept blazes continue to burn out of control. More than 160,000 acres have been burned, more than 30 homes destroyed. Fire Information Officer John Gibson reached in Billings.
The situation in Montana remains fairly serious. We did get a break in the weather. The temperatures have gone down slightly. The winds have subsided a little bit. We have the largest fire in the state is called the Hawk Creek Fire, north of Billings, Montana. It really is 2 fires that have burned together for a total of 75,000 acres.
A Soviet sports official in Moscow says the Soviet Union is not committed to attending the Seoul, South Korea Summer Olympic Games in 1988. The official says Moscow does not have to announce its decision whether to attend until 6 weeks before the Games. Let's go now to the Space Launch Center.
The Flight of Discovery. Good morning. I'm Jackie Judd, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The first mission of the Space Shuttle Discovery is now less than 3 minutes off, and everything is a go. There was a last-minute glitch. The Discovery was supposed to have blasted off about 4 or 5 minutes ago, but suddenly two strange aircraft were found in the range over the launch pad. Some chase aircraft had to go up there and get the aircraft out of the way. Now everything is a go. A lot of fingers are being crossed, breaths being held here, because this is the fourth launch date for Discovery's first voyage. In June, there were two aborts on the launch pad and then yesterday's postponement. The six-member crew that has been strapped in twice before are in the orbiter. Commander Henry Hartsfield is at the controls. He's flown one other shuttle mission. The rest of the crew, rookies, including pilot Michael Coates. The others in there are Judy Resnick. She's the second American woman to fly into space. Stephen Hawley, a mission specialist, perhaps destined to be known as the husband of the first American woman in space, Sally Ride. Mike Boulain, an aeronautical engineer, and Charles Walker. Walker is the first person from private industry to be included in the shuttle program. Walker is a test engineer with McDonnell Douglas. Florida looks like big sky country here this morning. It is clear as a bell out there. Visibility is about 7 miles. 1.5 minutes now to launch. There is just the barest wisps of white clouds that can be seen, just a little bit of ground fog left, but nothing that would interfere with liftoff or, in the event of an emergency landing at Kennedy, no problem there.
Minus 1 minute, 15 seconds. Liquid hydrogen tank now at flight pressure. We'll arm sound suppression water system at the T-minus 1 minute mark and release the pre-liftoff water at T-minus 16 seconds.
The voice of launch control that you're hearing is that of Mark Hess. At 25 seconds, about 25 seconds from now, the control of countdown is taken over by the computers on board Discovery. Right now, it's being done by an on-ground crew. This mission will last 6 days, 59 minutes. It will end in California, the desert at Edwards Air Force Base.
T-minus 38, repositioning orbiter vent doors, coming up on a go from the ground computers to start the onboard ground. T-minus 31 seconds. We have a go for auto sequence start.
Discovery becomes self-sufficient at this point. Ground support systems leave it. Just about 20 seconds now to liftoff.
20 seconds and counting.
Let's listen now to the final countdown.
T-minus 15. T-minus 11. 10. We have a go for main engine start. 6. We have main engine start. 3. 2. 1. We have SRB ignition and we have liftoff. Liftoff of mission 41D, the first flight of the
Discovery.
Discovery
bolts from the launch pad. It has just cleared the tower, leaving behind foamy clouds of white smoke being trailed by a huge stream of flames from its main engines, going straight up toward a clear blue sky. The building I'm in now, some 2 miles away, is being shaken by the force of ignition, going straight up. A beautiful sight. The papers on my desk are being shaken by the vibration of this blast.
First 84%, then to 65%. Throttling down confirmed. 45 seconds.
Throttling down means they're decelerating just a bit.
Altitude 3.5 nautical miles downrange.
Discovery's beginning to pitch. That's to put it on the right track, to get it on the right orbit. The astronauts are now flying heads down.
Passing through the period of maximum aerodynamic pressure. Engines running at 65%.
Discovery already has reached Mach 1, the speed of sound. In just about a minute, the first big maneuver of the launch, the separation of the solid rocket boosters. They will be dropped off into the ocean and then retrieved. At 46 minutes into the mission, Discovery will be in its first orbit.
Discovery, roger, go at throttle up.
Go at throttle up. That means they're stepping on the gas. They're accelerating now.
3,400 feet per second, altitude 13 nautical miles, downrange distance 8 nautical miles.
What's left now here at the Kennedy Space Center are huge white foamy clouds. That's the only sign now that we can see that Discovery took off successfully at last. Discovery is off. The spaceship will circle Earth 96 times before coming home, landing at Edwards in California just at the start of her 97th orbit next Wednesday. For now, a picture-perfect beginning to Discovery's first mission in space. With continuing coverage of the Flight of Discovery, I'm Jackie Judd, CBS News, at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
From CCO Radio, where you hear history as it happens, it's 16 minutes till 8. Our Twin City temperature is 53 degrees, and the high today in the Twin Cities, 79.